Hi, this is Eric Hansen from TomPeters.com, the Cool Friend interviewer, and today I'm speaking with Stephanie Palmer, author of Good in a Room, How to Sell Yourself and Your Ideas and Win Over Any Audience. So Stephanie, what's Good in a Room all about?
Well, Good in a Room describes anyone who presents themselves and their ideas effectively, and what I do is help people use the tactics that work in Hollywood to sell ideas in their own industry.
And what are the three most important things we need to remember from Good in a Room?
Well, the first takeaway is that every successful meeting goes through five stages. To be able to succeed in high-stakes meetings, I believe you need to know how to make a positive first impression, build rapport with the decision maker, gather essential information, make your pitch, and close the deal. The second takeaway is that meetings should be designed around simple, single requests. So often, people ask for way too many things in one meeting. They want the potential buyer to read material, talk to their colleagues, consider multiple ideas, and make a purchase. Making multiple requests is usually a sign of impatience and a lack of focus. Designing a meeting around one request makes the buyer's job simple. It demonstrates focus, competency, and an understanding of the buyer's needs. The rule is one meeting, one request. And the third takeaway is that you need to embrace the question and answer portion of the meeting. If you make a great presentation, that's important and a good start. But the decision maker knows that you've had time to prepare and rehearse, and buyers want to see how you're going to respond in the room to live questions. They will try and throw you off and see if you really know your stuff. And all this happens in the Q&A, and this is the real test. Therefore, it's important to design your presentation to hook the decision maker, but not to preemptively answer all of their questions. People mistakenly believe that they need to be comprehensive and answer all the questions in their initial presentation, but this results in long, boring monologues. Great meetings are full of dialogue. They're highly interactive. The ideal presentation doesn't feel like a presentation, but rather simply an engaging conversation, and that's what being good in a room is all about.
Excellent. And I just want to add one thing, and it's okay to say, I don't know, right?
Absolutely. It's such a powerful thing to say. You can certainly say, I don't know, let me think about that and get back to you, or let me find out and I'll call you back on Monday.
Fabulous. Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thank you.